Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we are in Austin, Texas this morning. And so lots of things. First of all, we have the dance party that comes up. Chris Stapleton will be by, and he's going to bring his guitar and play some music. It's just going to be a good show. Like most shows, I say that, and I wonder. Can't really predict the future. Today, I'm feeling good about it. So, big show. Don't go anywhere. If you do, go somewhere. Come back or go to iHeartRadio and listen to it later on in the day. The Nissan Signal Shield. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
It will keep drivers from getting texts and messages when they're behind the wheel.
Oh, okay.
So, it's built into the car.
Hmm.
Texting and driving is going to be such a thing. It's already a thing. It's already a bad thing. Some states, it's not even illegal to text and drive. It's not illegal in some state. That's crazy to me. And we're going to look back and go, man, why was that so just nothing at one point in our life? The same way we look at commercials where doctors were smoking cigarettes on TV in the 50s. Like, two out of three doctors recommend Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
Now, those were commercials. We're going to look at sugar. And it's already starting to be really bad. Sugar is. Like, we're starting to see the effects.
For sure.
Texting and driving is going to kill so many people that we're going to look back and go, how are we so dumb about texting and driving?
Mm-hmm.
So Nissan is testing something called the Nissan Signal Shield, which is a compartment built into the armrest of a vehicle for drivers to put their phones in. The compartment blocks all outgoing and incoming signals, including Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and cellular, which means drivers won't be getting calls, texts, or anything else while they drive.
So no calls?
Nothing.
Wow.
So far, the Nissan Signal Shield is being tested in the Juke, and if it's successful, it's going to be in all cars. So you have the option to put it in or not. And they're doing all these little things. You know, I think you put – here's what I would say. You put it in, and when the car is moving, you don't get on it. And if you have to stop and make a call, you have to pull over and stop the car.
Okay.
To get it. Because even talking on the phone is going to be a thing in the car. You can't even put a phone up to your ear in some states, and that will eventually be the thing. It'll
it
just
has to be hands-free.
But the biggest weapon out there is a car. Man. It's not a knife. It's not a gun. It's a car.
But I think of what I use my phone for sometimes, too, and it's my map, like my Google Maps. What a, you know?
Well, time to go back to paper. Well, how distracting is that?
Oh, it's so distracting.
I think when we're looking at this really taking effect in 10 years, cars, for the most part, will have the GPS built into them.
Okay, yeah.
Because this is something that's not going to happen in the next couple of years inside of cars.
Yeah, because my car doesn't have that.
It's just everybody's now trying to get as far ahead of this as they can.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this story by this kid. Zach Francom is 14 years old now, but when he was 6 years old, his class worked to raise money to buy a wheelchair for a student in need. So it was kind of a, hey, let's get together as a class. And so he started Zach's Shack after this because he was 6 years old and he was moved by this. And Zach's Shack was a lemonade and cookie stand that he used to raise money to buy wheelchairs for other people in need.
Cute. I get it. Zach's Shack.
Zach's Shack. Now, again, he started when he was 6 years old. He's 14 now.
Wow.
He's continued this tradition every year. After 8 years, he's raised $85,000. He's bought 400 wheelchairs to donate to people all across the state and the region.
That's amazing.
At six, he started Zach's Shack, and he's kept it going. Isn't that crazy?
Super cool.
Like, Zach, I see you. Zach's Shack, I see you. That's really awesome. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Minnesota. There's a measles outbreak. There are 34 confirmed cases, all kids. If you're not feeling right, definitely tell your parents and go see a doctor. In other news, the iHeart Country Festival is tomorrow in Austin, Texas, one day away. And finally, happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody out there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, so what happened in your yoga class yesterday?
So a girl brought her cell phone into class, and I guess she was new to the studio, so she didn't understand that typically the rule is no cell phones in yoga class.
And yeah, it's hippie central on this.
Yeah. I've been to a lot of yoga classes. I feel like that's pretty much everywhere. Like, you just don't bring your cell phone in unless... I've heard teachers say, like, if you're a doctor or you have an emergency and you need your phone out, fine. But let's just try not to have disruptions if we can keep it.
If she's never been to a class, I think that's fair that she takes her phone if she doesn't know.
Right.
Also, though, if you do go and you have something that may pull you out, you probably shouldn't go. It's like going to a movie and you may have to take a phone call during the movie.
Yeah, like, maybe
I don't think you should go to the movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
yeah. Like, we had to because we had kids at home. Like, that was a big deal for us. Like, we had to have our phones on. Because if something happened to the kids, like, forget the movie, I'm out.
Okay. I mean, I get it. If you have a reason, have it. But the yoga teacher even asked her, like, do you have a reason? And she was like, no, I just like to have my phone with me. And then she was like, okay, well, I really would like for you to take it out. And she said, well, I'm a paying customer.
Oh, got her.
And, like, honestly, yoga is expensive. She did pay. She was a drop-in, you know, so she probably did pay a lot to get in. And she kept her phone with her, and it was awkward, and class started 5 minutes late.
Was it awkward the whole time?
Yeah, because we're all just sitting there like, namaste. Everybody... take deep breaths. Like, what? Like, why not just take your phone to the locker room? If it was me, I would have taken my phone to the locker room.
Was she checking her phone during class?
No, she really didn't. I kind of kept an eye on that. I was like, oh. But, I mean, it was going off. It was like, zzz. She had it on silent, but
oh,
I could still go.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
She's popular. Yeah, it was definitely... I felt bad for the teacher because she was super sweet about it. And this girl was just like confrontational. I paid for this class. I'm keeping my cell phone. Like, attitude. I'm like, there's no room for attitude at yoga. Breathe.
That'd have been fun to watch.
I agree.
I like awkward situations. Yeah. That'd have been fun to watch. Just sit back and take it in.
And I was like, you're wasting 5 minutes of my valuable workout time.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, time for positivity, and appreciate you guys being here with us today. Time for Tell Me Something Good. Every day at this time, we bring you good news.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'm going to go first. A Pennsylvania man celebrated his 97th birthday by fulfilling his lifelong dream of becoming a firefighter. 97 years old. Happy birthday. He was treated to a birthday surprise, and they sent the crew in the truck. He got to play with the siren. He got to drive around back the truck. 97 years old, just firefighting away. Lunchbox?
Speaking of firefighters, Bob Zolna is a retired firefighter, and 6 days a week, he still goes by the firehouse to have coffee with the boys, talk about the weather. Oh, man, Jim, it's going to be sunny today, things like that. Well, he doesn't show up one day, and they get an emergency call. And it's Bob. He's having heart problems. They go to his house, and they pull out the little thing. They go, boop.
No, the defibrillator.
Boop.
Oh.
Clear. Boop.
Oh.
And bring him back to life, and guess what? Bob's back at the firehouse 6 days a week enjoying that coffee.
That's awesome. Man. How about that? Amy.
A police officer named Joseph Quinn, he went into a restaurant to pick up dinner, but someone asked to pay for his meal. An 8-year-old little girl named Michaela, and they've developed a little bit of a relationship, and now the police department has started a GoFundMe campaign to raise college funds for this little 8-year-old girl.
How about that?
So, yeah, just go and pick up dinner. She wanted to pay for it, and now She could change your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Sometimes we see celebrities out, and most of the time it's Amy, because Amy goes to like all like healthy places and cool places.
Cool spots.
Yeah.
Amy's
really cool. But this time it's Ray.
Oh. Whoa!
Our producer Raymond saw us. Who'd you see?
I saw Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Whoa.
And she's Fox News. She was Survivor. And then she also.
Yeah. Survivor.
Wait,
we're going that far back. Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
That's how she like came about.
I know.
And Eddie. You have to Google.
She worked for Nike when she was on Survivor. And boy, she was.
We're talking about.
I was in love.
People don't even know her as Survivor.
They know her as The View. She was
The View is where she.
There.
Yeah. So wait, did you say hi to her?
I was with my girlfriend and I couldn't because she was with her family and her kids. She has three kids all over her.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't go for a picture.
There are two rules. If you see a celebrity with their kids, don't bother them, rule one. Rule two is if they're eating, I don't care, kids or not, you don't go up to someone if they're eating in the middle of their food.
Right.
So it was at a taco place. So they were eating and they double whammy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still surprised you didn't go up to
them. I wanted to. I kept asking my girl. I was like, seriously, if I just like go up there, will you take a picture really quick? And we won't even really have to ask her. We'll just do it. And she's like, no, she's with her family. Are you crazy?
Good call.
And the husband, he's like an NFL player. I'm like, he'll probably knock me out.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they live here, huh?
They live here. So I'm like, if I see her out and she is not with that family, I'm going for the picture because, you know, she's a pretty hot woman, and I'm a fan of hers.
And you're what?
I'm a fan of hers.
Okay.
Oh,
I really am. She's a huge TV personality.
What do you like about her work?
Mm-hmm.
Opinionated.
She is opinionated, yes.
And I think she's a Republican, too.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a huge fan of her work.
Well, you made the right call by not bothering her with kids or eating.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't know she was around. Anybody else seen her around town?
No.
I'll be looking
I didn't
now.
She lived here.
Yeah. I knew Tim did, so I guess it makes sense that she does.
Oh, I thought
too.
She was Matt Hasselbeck.
Matt's the famous one, but he's not married
to
her.
The brothers, they both play football.
Yes.
But they're not, she's married to Tim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Who played for the Cardinals.
Cool.
Not that you would care, but yeah, there we go.
No,
who else did he play for?
I like the facts.
A lot of teams?
Yeah, I was going to say, name them.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Miami, Florida. A 46-year-old man always wanted to be a cop when he was growing up. Never got into the academy, so he went out, bought some lights, got a BB gun.
What do you mean bought some? No, not he didn't buy.
Yeah, like he bought some blue lights to put on his car.
No, go ahead.
And so he decided to start pulling people over.
Oh, no.
Wait, you can just buy blue lights?
Flashing lights. He doesn't have sirens or anything.
Yeah.
But he turns on the blue lights, pulls the car over.
Yep. Oh, I guess it's a cop.
It's a police detective that's working undercover.
I love getting things right.
Unmarked car.
Yes, I love getting them. That's a thrill.
And so the 46-year-old man was arrested.
That's crazy and funny. And the cop's going to be like, what's happening right now? You know the real cop had his hand on the gun, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, somebody's impersonating a cop. They're liable to do anything because they're nuts.
Yeah.
That's wow.
What do they get out of that? These boneheads? Like, just the thrill of pulling someone over?
A general bonehead or this bonehead?
I don't know. General bonehead?
Well, I think this guy he wanted to be a cop, and there's a power thing with being able to say, you pull over right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go.
I mean, I don't know if he was going to try to write him a ticket or what, but I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
You get one ticket.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, today's Cinco de Mayo. This is not my game suggestion. I want to make sure that both of you two are comfortable with it.
Okay, what is it?
It's Eduardo, Eddie,
that's
versus
me.
Miguel, Mike D.
Okay!
It's the Who's More Mexican game.
Yeah!
Because you two were arguing yesterday over who was more Mexican.
Well, you were kind of started the argument. I'm more Mexican for sure.
Okay, so you two guys were... It was a debate, right? Okay. So what I'll do is I'll ask a question and write your answer down.
Oh, okay.
Today's Cinco de Mayo. Who is more Mexican? Eddie's like fourth generation.
Yeah, I'm more Texan than Mexican, but yeah.
Mike D's dad is straight up from Mexico. So Mike D speaks fluent Spanish. Here we go. And I need my music, please. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we ready to play?
Okay.
Let's play. Who's more Mexican? I'll ask you a question that has to do with something Mexican. Cinco de Mayo. Question number one. From which city did Mexico get its independence? Write your answer down, please. Which country did Mexico get its independence?
I'm in.
Eddie.
Puebla. Come on, with an A at the end.
Mike.
Spain.
It's Spain. Mike 1, Eddie 0.
That's dumb.
Right?
Question number two. Who is the current president of Mexico? Eduardo Eddie or Miguel Mike? Cinco de Mayo game for all.
I'm in.
All right.
Okay.
Eddie.
Vicente Fox.
Mike.
Enrique Peña Nieto.
That's correct. Enrique Peña Nieto. Miguel 2, Eduardo 0.
Okay.
One more. How about this? Who's the top-selling Mexican solo artist, a.k.a. the Garth of Mexico? They call him the Garth of Mexico.
I got it.
I'm in.
Eddie.
Luis Miguel.
Mike D.
Vicente Fernandez.
That's correct. Yes, Mike D. wins again.
Are you serious?
Yes, Vicente Fernandez.
Mike,
dang it!
How do you know this?
Yeah,
I'm Mexican. That's all you got.
Fair answer.
I mean, do we even need to play anymore?
Yes, one more.
One more.
And this is for all the.
All right, here we go. According to Mexican traditions, the Virgin Mary of Guadalupe appeared to Juan Diego at what geographic location?
Of course.
What?
I'm in.
According to Mexican traditions, the Virgin Mary appeared at what geographic location?
I got it.
Eddie?
The Alamo.
Eddie, stop it.
Stop it.
Eduardo. No, you're just Eddie.
My mom taught me this. Up on a hill.
What hill? I don't know. I don't even know if there's a real hill.
The answer's up on a hill.
Get out of here! Is that a sweep?
That's a sweep.
Yeah,
if it's a sweep, you missed all of them. It's not that he just got all of them. You missed all of them.
Cinco de Mayo winner, Mike D!
Yeah! All right. Chris Stapleton coming in later.
Miguel.
Miguel, you are a champion for Cinco de Mayo.
Muchas gracias.
Bien.
All right.
Bien.
Back in a second.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, a little over 20 minutes from right now, Chris Stapleton in studio. We're world premiering his new song. You've heard it already if you've been hanging around, but he's going to bring his guitar in studio and play as well. So how about this? How about some Know Your Chris Stapleton?
Okay.
He met his wife Morgan 13 years ago. They were both working at the same music publishing company. So Chris asked Morgan to write a song with him, which became their first date.
Dang.
Wow.
That's baller.
That's a baller move.
That's
a baller move.
It's like an episode of Nashville.
Yeah. I used to write songs with my girlfriend.
Wow. Oh.
But stupid songs.
Yeah, still baller.
Not as baller as that.
No. He has the words, "You are my sunshine," engraved in his wedding ring.
Aww.
And you know they do that song on stage together. Yeah. She even recorded it. So on his wedding ring, Chris Stapleton's "You Are My Sunshine." He signed a publishing deal 4 days after moving to Nashville. He did a throwback Thursday of a picture of him, no beard, like barefaced. He's like, "My first gig in Nashville,
wow.
Made $20, played on the street." He said, "Best hourly wage ever made." It's crazy.
Yeah.
He worked at Papa John's and keeps his employee badge in his medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So as a reminder of where he's been.
That's cool.
He wrote a song called "If It Hadn't Been for Love," which Adele recorded in 2011 for her album 21.
Hmm.
Last year, he donated $57,000 worth of musical instruments to his high school in Kentucky.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We're talking about Know Chris Stapleton. He's coming in a little over 20 minutes. He was mostly clean cut in high school. I mean, he was, like I said, clean cut and just a dude.
His wife was saying he wears his hat low and grows his beard out long because he's super shy.
He's a really shy guy.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't look like he'd be a shy guy.
No.
Yeah. Us big guys, we.
Oh, yeah.
There's a woman who reportedly swallowed $7,000. She did it to hide the money because she was fighting with her husband.
Like,
they had saved
bills?
Up the money for a vacation. And so doctors had to extract the bills through surgery. They had to, they surgically extracted 57 $100 bills from the woman's stomach.
No!
Yeah, she would swallow rolls of $100 bills because she was trying to hide the money, and she thought maybe she could get them out again, and then they wouldn't come out. Yes,
oh my
Eddie.
Goodness.
As a germaphobe, how do you feel about this?
It's a whole different level of it being about germs. It's like eating. Why are you high? There's just different levels of germs.
Yeah, but that money doesn't go back into production, right?
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Why would they pull it out if it wasn't going back into production? Lunch.
I'd divorce her.
Well,
because she's obviously crazy.
Well, she was maybe, or she was hormonal at the moment.
The fact that the rolls were not wrapped or in a package, it says she wasn't trying to traffic them.
Okay.
Like she really just went crazy.
Like people swallow money or drugs to traffic them. Yeah.
Inside
just...
of balloons. Eddie, the fact that you play a Narcos app is so weird.
Isn't that cool?
I saw you post on Twitter the other day.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be a game.
Well, because you didn't think it was real, and I wanted to prove to everyone that it's a real game, and you have your own cartel.
Yeah, but I...
That shouldn't be a real game.
The real cartel's going to come for you.
Would you let your 9-year-old play your Narcos app?
Absolutely not. I don't want to know. I don't want him knowing that terminology that they use.
In the game, they use bad words?
They call things certain things, you know, like
what?
Your shipment. And
why are you going to play that?
Yeah, why?
It's just a strategy game.
Maybe
no.
We're getting so old.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Yesterday, we were doing a segment on the show where we talked about the really small, kind things that our husbands, wives, girlfriends do for us.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox went home, and he got in trouble yesterday after the show.
The wife wasn't happy. She felt like I misrepresented her because she said, I do sweet things for you all the time, and you obviously don't give me credit for them. So I came up with a list of three things that she does for me that okay. is very sweet that maybe I should appreciate more.
24 hours later, Lunchbox has come up with a list of three things his wife does for him. Number three.
She lets me choose which blue apron she is going to cook that night. Because there's three that we get to choose from.
Wait, she lets you choose what she's going to cook?
Well, she cooks for both of us, and so there's three options usually, and then there's two, and then there's one left over. So when we get them in the Wednesday, you know, it's like, oh, we have three. Which one do you want? And I get to pick. And then the next night, there's two left, and I get to pick.
All right, that's one thing.
Okay.
What else?
Okay.
He's got a list on his computer. Like, he's really looking down. Okay, number two.
Yeah. Whenever we're going somewhere, like a nice event or whatever, she puts 10 minutes extra into her get ready time so she can pick out my outfit.
That's nice.
That's very nice because I don't know what to wear.
Last night, we had an event in Austin at the Gibson Showroom, and Lunchbox showed up dressed like he's wearing clothes that I would wear.
It was weird.
Like, I was like,
yeah.
Whoa.
He looks good.
So, did she pick out those clothes?
Absolutely.
He even had the top button fully buttoned.
Yeah.
Like, nerdy hipster
with
style.
Skinny jeans.
Yes.
Yeah, my friends are the one that taught us that. My buddy Ryan, he's the one, he's a...
He taught
really,
you what?
The top button thing. Huh. He's really into fashion.
Your buddy Ryan?
Who's yeah.
that?
He's our buddy. He really likes dressing up, and he loves fashion. And he was like, we were going out one time, and he was like, no, button the top button. You button it all the way up now. And I was like, okay.
There, you looked great last night.
Mm-hmm.
So good that I was like, what in the world? Lunchbox looks like somebody from Glee. Like, he looks so fashionable.
Do they dress nice in Glee?
They're like cool kids.
Right.
But Glee's also been off the air for 5 years.
Sweet reference.
What else do you have?
The number one, she sets her alarm for 3 minutes after mine goes off just to make sure that I didn't oversleep.
Wow.
That's nice. Pretty good.
That's a good one.
My wife is amazing. She's super sweet. She does great things for me. And yeah, so like, yeah, great job, babe. Love you.
That's Lunchbox getting in trouble yesterday, bringing the list in. When my girlfriend stays over, we set our alarms at the exact same time. And the thing that amazes us is that they go off at exactly the same time. Like the iPhones, we both have iPhones. They go off at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Not 5 seconds, not 1 second. Like whatever iPhone satellite it is, has everybody programmed exactly by the second.
Mm-hmm.
And she wakes up with me too. Like when I wake up, she gets up. And then she doesn't go back to sleep sometimes, which is weird. Did your wife go back to sleep, Lunchbox?
Oh, automatically. By the time I get in the shower, she's already back asleep, but she always just checks.
That's nice, though.
Yeah.
Does she make you breakfast?
No, man. Like, I do tell her, I'm like, hey, Bobby's girlfriend gets up and makes some breakfast.
And I try to get her not to. Sometimes I'm like, don't worry about it. She's like, no. Like, she'll fight it. And she's like, no, stop. I'm going to go. And I'm like, dang. Is she luring me?
No.
You're going to be, listen, there's a setup where it's going to stop and it's going to be a harsh reality.
No, I told you, my husband and I have been married 10 years. He still wakes up and does that stuff for me every single morning and he stays up.
But he's only here for half the year, so he only does it half the time.
Still.
It'll probably stop, dude.
So,
be honest.
No, 10 years. Okay, fine. Cut it in half. He's been doing it for 5 years straight.
Oh, that's how you do time? Cut it in half?
Well, he just said he's gone half the year.
Has he said anything to you about your recent nausea and maybe pregnancy rumors?
Yeah, he's like, what's the deal? What are we going to do about this? We got to figure it out.
And?
Well, I guess that would mean we probably need to figure it out. That means take a test, but...
So you're telling us you haven't taken a test yet?
No.
You're not telling us that?
No!
There's something gave me that.
Wow.
Like, hold on, Chris Stapleton's here. We have to come back to this because Chris Stapleton's here. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Monday.
Sunday, sunny Monday.
Okay, well, I don't. Amy's being so weird right now.
So weird.
Chris Stapleton's here. Hang out. Stapleton's going to come in. He's going to play some music. Amy's being so.
Oh, I don't even know. Sunday, bloody Sunday. What's that?
Oh,
song?
No.
That's you too. Oh, you're thinking of Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
It's just another manic Monday. That's Monday.
Okay, yeah, Monday.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. All right, Chris Stapleton coming up in just a second.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so our buddy Chris Stapleton is here. Let's add a Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello. It's been a while, bud.
Yeah, man.
Man, it's good to see you again.
It's great to see you.
So I want to start from the beginning. I want to talk about the record first, the overall record. It's 8 tracks. Am I right here?
9.
It's 9. Is there in a cover? It's 8 originals in a cover. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. It's called From A Room, Volume 1. Like, what's the whole mindset of this?
We were making the record, and we got to this point where we kind of had 2 records. And so I was like, well, let's split it up, and let's make it 2 records.
So you're going to make it 2 records. Did they ever go, hey, Chris, maybe this isn't the best idea? Or are they like, okay, you just sold 100 million records. Chris Stapleton, you're the man in country. You're good.
It was neither of those. It's like, hey, I'd like to do 2 records. And then they were like, okay, let's try it out and see what happens. Nobody, you know, they didn't throw anything at me. And as usual, you know, Universal's a pretty good partner with me where they say, okay, well, let's figure it out if that's what you want to do, you know, so.
Chris Stapleton's in now. And I'm going to ask you, because the last song you did a cover, Tennessee Whiskey, and this you did a cover too. Are you going to do like one of your favorite covers every song, or is it just so happen you got 2 records and 2 covers?
You know, I don't. There may be a cover on the other one, but yeah, I mean, I like. I have no delusions of thinking that every song I write is the greatest thing ever, and there's lots of great songs that I love. Back in the day when there was a song that everybody loved, everybody just made a version of it. It wasn't so precious, the song thing where, oh, well, he did that, I can't do that. So everybody would just put their own slant on it, whether it was an R&B act singing a country song or, you know, it was the cool thing back then. I enjoy that.
I'm curious with your tour production, because in a short time, this thing has turned into this humongous, awesome Chris Stapleton machine now, and like thousands of people show up. So you got to have a big show now.
Well, I still try to keep the show music centric, and we have, you know, we still stand basically the same distance from each other we would stand if we were playing in a club, and we have production, but it's all music centric. I built a giant diffuser basically that hopefully kind of tunes our stage so that we're sounding pretty close to the same way every night for microphones and for us to hear, and so it was a pretty nerdy undertaking, but we we did it, and it wound up looking like a Thunderdome, you know, but so it, and we slap some lights on it and light us up, and hopefully people have a good time with that, and it still just stays music focused though, no pyro, no lasers. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I enjoy those shows, but it's not what I'm concerned with most of the time.
Talk to me about Tom Petty, because I'm such a Tom Petty fan.
Huge Tom Petty fan.
Like, I watched all the music, watched a 3-hour documentary probably multiple times. I just love Tom Petty.
If I talk about it too much, I'll freak out probably. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to play some shows with Tom Petty this year in Wrigley Field. And then at Summerfest a couple days.
And how did that happen? Like, how do you and Tom Petty get together?
You know, I've still never spoken to or met Tom Petty. It was kind of a thing that I think our booking agents were working on for a while, kind of together, like thinking we should do that. And I was like, well, of course we should do that. if that's something, you know, Tom and the band and all those guys would want to do, that would be thrilling for us. So in a time of life where a lot of moments don't feel like real life, that's going to even more not feel like real life. You know, I go back and think about telling my, you know, my 18-year-old self some of the things that I'm doing, or my 17-year-old self, hey, man, you're gonna play some shit with Tom Petty. That doesn't sound like a real thing. But even to 39-year-old me, it doesn't sound like a real thing. So we're going to go do it. And, you know, I buy tickets to Tom Petty. I don't... I don't play shows with him, but it's something that's going to happen.
That's awesome. I was reading the thing from Elton John where he was talking about having a house in Atlanta, and he's like, he's influenced by a lot of Southern music.
And, you know, he's influenced by like the blues and jazz. And he even mentioned you specifically. And he's like, you know, guys like Chris Stapleton right now are the people that are really bringing it. And have Elton John, who is one of the biggest living rock stars, just period, in the whole world. Like, they mention you as one of the people that's making him be motivated to make music. That's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, that's super crazy. He sent me an email. And I thought it was a fake. I thought it was a fake email. And so I didn't, I had to check around before I responded to it. And then I got freaked out and didn't respond to it for a little while. I was just like, I don't know what to say to Elton John. But yeah, he's somebody that's, you know, you don't think about him. He's just always there. Like, he's part of music culture. He's part of just culture, period, because of the music that he's made over the years and been around so long. And been relevant so long. So yeah, it's a great, once again, things that don't feel like real life when somebody like that is probably sat in his living room and listened to something that you did.
Chris Stapleton's here. Album's From A Room, Volume 1. It's out today. And here, this is a confession. So I sent the album a couple weeks ago. I appreciate you being, hey, send Bobby. I just wouldn't listen to it, though. Because I like to listen to it on the same day that all my listeners listen to it, so we can kind of all experience it together.
Okay.
So I bought it, and I was very grateful. They were like, send it to, but I was like, I can't, because I like being excited the day that the music comes out.
You like
out.
To be a fan. It's great.
I am a fan. That's the thing. Like, I'm a fan of Chris Stapleton.
Well, I wasn't saying that you were a fan of me. I was like,
no, but I am.
You're a fan of
like,
music,
I like man. You as a person, and you've always been super nice to me, even like away from like radio world. You've always been super kind, and I was, man, why is Chris Stapleton nice to me? And I always, but I'm also a fan of Chris Stapleton. So when I woke up this morning, it was like, let me hear what's going. So, dude, it's awesome. Like, I love it.
Thank
and I think
you,
your fans
man.
Are going to love it, because I think you really stayed true to, while still moving. Like, you stayed true, but you still moved a direction. Do you feel like that's a fair assessment?
I think we're in a different spot as a band, and I would think I feel like my guitar playing has improved a little bit. Maybe I feel like I'm in a different place there, and I don't know. I'm in a different mood, you know, song-wise and things like that, and that's okay. That's always going to happen. You're never going to want to repeat or try to repeat things that you've done. And as long as you're working from that place, I think that's a healthy thing.
Singles either way. Been playing it all morning. I don't know what you're going to play now. What are you going to play now?
I was thinking maybe I was going to play Broken Halo.
Cool. Then let's talk about Either Way for a second. Just before we play the single on the radio here. Tell me about Either Way.
It's a really sad, slow song. And, you know, I have people ask me about that song, and I don't know. There's power in it, and it's a very – I think there's truth in the sentiment, as hard as it is to kind of maybe talk about for people or hear. But anytime I play it or somebody listens to it, it seems to resonate with a lot of the folks in the room. So – you know, even if it's only true in a moment for them, it's I think there's truth in it.
I'm going to play Either Way right now. This is the world premiere from Chris Stapleton.
We can just go on like this. Say the word, we'll call it quits. Baby, you can go. I won't love you either way.
All right, back. Chris Stapleton's here. Got his guitar. And but when you're about to play Halo now, first time it came out, threw it on the radio immediately. I loved it so much. I was like, whoa, download, throw it on the radio. I was like, I've got to play it.
I love
it.
That about you.
And so, I'm such a fan. I'm glad you're going to play it. Chris has his guitar here, and this is Broken Halo. So he's going to play it for us here in the studio. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
I'm really happy you came by. It's great to see you
again.
Man.
Thank you so much for having me.
From A Room, Volume 1's out today, and we're just going to enjoy this We're going to get it all. We're going to fill our cup up, and then volume two is later. It's just, it's a lot. It's a big year.
Hopefully, yeah.
No, it's a big year. It's a big year. Chris Stapleton, great to see you, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris Stapleton, everybody, clap your hands. Let's get him out of here. The Bobby Bones Show. Today's Cinco de Mayo, and so it's kind of cool. Eddie Jr., 9 years old, gets to get on the PA at school today, right?
How cool is that? Yeah, he gets to say the pledge. In Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, I couldn't do that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I couldn't either.
I bet you Mike D couldn't even do that.
They speak Spanish. They do Spanish at your school, right? Your kid's school?
They do Spanish. But I'm going to be honest with you. When I first heard they were going to do that, I was like, why my son?
Why can't they pick a white kid to
right.
do that?
I was sort of, my brain went there, and I was like, I don't want to say
no,
it.
No, my brain
like,
went there,
like,
too.
The token, like,
no.
Represent Mexico.
So I asked a few questions.
What'd you ask?
I was just like, you know, when I asked the teacher, I was like, so what? Like, what? That's pretty cool. So is he the only one doing it? Like, why did you pick him? And they're like, no, the whole class is doing it.
On the
speaker, so they're all going to be class. Like, it's like a choir of kids speaking Spanish.
I will say that.
You clickbaited us on that one.
Yeah,
dude,
you did.
I clickbaited myself. I was like, what?
I thought he was the only one.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why they picked him.
So earlier, Mike D, or his real name, Miguel, won the Who's More Mexican game between Eddie and Mike D, Eduardo. And so, Mike D, could you do in Spanish the Pledge of Allegiance? Because
you
okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Mike D, Miguel, and on Cinco de Mayo, the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish. Go ahead.
Yo prometo retirar a la bandera de Estados Unidos de América y a la República que representa una nación. Vaya Dios, indivisible, con libertad y justo para todos.
Something like that.
I'm looking at the English version. Like
I couldn't tell you if that was right or wrong.
Come on.
Oh, I heard great nation under God.
Under God.
Nacional.
Indivisible.
I called Eddie Q-ball yesterday, and he got so upset.
It was a little rude. Yeah, Nada, do you even know what that means?
Explain that.
What does that mean?
A Q-ball. Yeah. Bald. Like a Q-ball. Like a pool ball.
Oh,
why guys? Go ahead.
It was just a joke.
And
he got so, like,
well,
hurt.
Yeah, Bobby, you have said so many times that, like, the one thing guys
listen. I was
don't
like,
want.
Hey, cue ball. And he's like, dude, open
I
the line.
I wouldn't listen. So that's how he got my attention. And he got it all right.
I just feel like that's something that guys are super sensitive about. And so now there's that joke. And then now we're all like, oh, laughing. Oh, I feel bad.
Jennifer Nettles broke her ribs. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah, Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland tripped over a bulky light fixture as she was about to take the stage. And she broke her rib. She cried laid on the floor, like, as she was sang this song.
Okay. That's funny.
I saw her tweet. The reason I know the story, she tweeted, they asked her where the pain was as compared to having a baby. She goes, not that bad, but pretty close.
Wow.
So they rushed to her side. They took her out the back door. She was scheduled to sing, and it was for, like, an advertiser thing on stage, but she tripped over a light fixture.
Oh, my goodness. And, like, there's nothing you can do when you break a rib, right? You just let it heal.
That's it.
Yeah.
And not to go Uncle Rico, but I broke two ribs in high school football.
Oh.
my junior year, problem on foot. And I broke two ribs, and there's nothing you can do. I put on rib guards and kept sitting the bench.
Stayed where you were.
Stayed right where I was.
Put me in coach.
But there's nothing. Yeah, it's like a broken toe.
Yeah.
It hurts to breathe. But anyway, I hope she gets better. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably make a little cash off that.
You think she would?
It depends who put the lighting fixture down.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see the family that is mad at Delta because they said, hey, your two-year-old's got to give up a seat.
Yeah.
And they said, your two-year-old, even though the seat's paid for, got to give up and sit in your lap.
Yep.
And so I'll play a clip here. There's been another dispute over a seat on a plane. There's a video that was posted on Wednesday. A flight attendant says, hey, his name is Brian Shear. Your two-year-old needs to get in your lap because we need that seat. Here's the clip of the parent. Here we go.
And you're saying you're just going to give that away to someone else that when I paid for that seat, that's not right.
I understand, but that Mason's not here, so the seat
You need to do what's right.
Yeah.
I bought the seat, and you need to just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
okay, so here's the deal. If it was a 12-year-old, they couldn't do that because the 12-year-old can't fit in the lap. I get that they say the 2-year-old can fit in the lap, but still they paid for the ticket.
And if you're going to make a 2-year-old pay for the ticket, he's then considered a human that pays for a ticket.
Right.
Not someone where it's, let's
a lap
see
baby.
How lappy he is.
Because you don't have to pay for a lap baby.
Correct.
But he already bought the ticket.
Yes, and you know everybody, as soon as there was 1 second of argument on the plane, you know everybody's cell phone came out. Right away.
Oh, let's record. We're going to get this online.
I'm streaming this live.
And you know the guy was also a little motivated, too, to get a little extra frisky with the flight attendant.
He's like, and you just need to leave me alone.
Yeah, you need to leave me alone.
Deep inside, he's like, I hope she punched me in the face.
You right? Know they're thinking yeah.
I mean, drag me down the aisle.
We are. Like,
well, but that other guy got like $7 million.
Drag me down the aisle. We don't know how much money he got. It was an undisclosed amount.
I know, but we guess.
And it was United, right?
That was United. Yeah, that was United. To be clear, this is Delta.
Yes. Okay.
They haven't paid out anything yet.
Thank you. We'll come back. I heard that Scotty McCurry song on the internet, and I was like, man, it's really good, and I played it. And then Scotty called in. We played it. Well, today's the first day it's available to download, and it's called Five More Minutes. It's like you wish you could take some of the great things in life and just have five more minutes with them. And if you haven't heard that song called Five More Minutes, here it is.
Time moves by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit. And give myself five more minutes.
So there you go. You can stream that on All Access. From iHeartRadio, you can get All Access there, or you can buy it. There's a one-eyed horse running the Kentucky Derby, which I'm rooting for as a one-eyed person myself.
That's awesome.
I feel akin to this horse.
Huh.
My left eye is my only good eye. My right eye only sees light, nothing except light. And so the one-eyed horse is running named Patch.
Oh, does he wear a little patch?
He's a long shot to win. Obviously, he's a favorite among fans because he's only got one eye that works.
Yeah.
And if Patch wins, he'll be the first Derby winner with one eye.
I wonder how much horse peripheral vision has to do with your racing. Their eyes are kind of on this.
On the sides.
His name is really Patch.
Yeah. It really is, yeah.
That's cute. I'm going to vote for him, too.
It's not a voting contest. You don't you vote bet. On the winner of the Kentucky.
Whatever.
They actually
bid.
Run. They run.
What do you do?
You bet.
Bet.
How are you going to bet?
I don't know. Insider Ray. Ray knows how.
You don't get paid for those.
Oh, okay.
When Dave Ramsey came in, he told Ray, he was like, so you bet this money on a website that's from another country, and you expect to get paid. Hey, Ray, how long ago did you bet on Donald Trump to win the presidency?
Over a year. It was like, it's probably been 14 months now.
And you still haven't been paid?
I'm still waiting, and I'm hoping probably in the next month.
I like that he hasn't given up on hope.
What happens first? Amy gets her kids.
Oh, God.
Or Ray gets paid for his Donald Trump bet.
Okay, I see how it is.
No. It's a legit question. Eddie.
Oh, Amy gets her kids for sure.
Lunchbox.
Ray gets paid.
Oh, wow.
Ray gets paid.
Wow. Okay.
That's terrible.
Is that more of a you think Ray gets paid quickly or the kids get delayed again?
I think the kids get delayed again because, but every time there seems to be a delay, so there we get the hype, and then. Oh.
Lunch calls it hype.
Lunch calls it hype. Amy's kids that she's adopted are hype to him. He's like, man, it gets hype, and they don't show up.
Yeah, welcome to the emotional roller coaster I've been on.
The wrestler's theme music starts playing, but he don't come out.
And Amy, to answer your question, I sometimes wonder if your kids are real. Yes. Not rudely, but they haven't come, so you gotta start thinking, man, are these guys real?
These guys. It's a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. These guys.
Guys.
I think your kids come first, and you think they're gonna be here in the next 50 days or so.
Yeah, they come way before Ray's money, for sure. Sorry, Ray.
What do you think? The kids or the money?
Well, I was thinking April, but now I'm thinking June or July, so right about the same time as their kids.
Oh, it's a race.
He does sound like me.
It's a race between the money and the kids. Amy's body's making weird noises.
No, it's not.
Her body's making noises. So, I don't know what's happening with Amy. Monday, maybe we'll get something. What happened was earlier in the week, Amy was nauseous, and she was like, if I'm pregnant, I'm going to be so upset. Because you've been trying to get pregnant for a long time. Then you were like, you know what? I accept that I'm not going to be able to get pregnant.
Yeah, and I'm totally fine with it. That's why I'm at peace now. And I'm like, okay, good.
Well,
go.
And your kids are moving in. You're adopting two kids. They're moving into your house in the next 50 days. And so two kids moving in. And you possibly could be pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. I'm not.
You say that funny, and you break eye contact.
And you give no facts.
Yeah. And you make your body makes weird noises. So much so that Eddie and Lunchbox were sitting beside you. They reacted in a way a minute
ago.
I know. Like, what's happening?
I don't know. I'm not nauseous anymore. I know y'all had the whole morning sickness scare the other day. It is weird that I had to run out of the studio live on the air during a segment. Did not feel good. But...
And the fact that you can't smell coffee without making
nauseous. And I love coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you did change your diet recently.
Yeah. And Lunchbox's mom said once I do that, like I started eating meat, that I was going to get pregnant. And I had no idea she had said that. I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know what you've been doing in your personal life.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
In a bunch of ways. Like, I don't know what you've been doing, or I don't know what you've been doing because of what you've been doing. So, I don't.
Okay.
My theory is if you've taken a pregnancy test and it was no, you would tell us. If you haven't taken one or you've taken one and it could be positive, you're going to keep it quiet. That's my theory.
Okay.
So, you can hold it off as much as you want. There's no pressure. But that's just my theory.
No pressure.
Okay. No pressure.
No pressure. No.
So, but just know that we know and we're here for you.
Yeah. Sorry about that noises.
If for I some, don't know. And you keep, she keeps avoiding that theory
yeah.
too. Do you guys hear this?
I do hear it.
She's also avoiding the theory. So I hope it's good for you.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Again, she avoids the theory, yep. right? Okay, yes, Lunchbox.
And I like her little terminology. She goes, I know you guys had the morning sickness scare. No, we didn't have the scare. You're the one that's morning sickness.
On Southwest Airlines, you know, we talk about all the bad stuff. But this pilot has flown 1 million people.
Wow.
And so he gave them a big thing of wine and then an envelope full of cash.
Southwest gave who?
The 1 millionth flight.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Yeah, the amount of cash that they paid for their ticket. So he's like, you're my 1 millionth person that I got to fly. So they hooked it up.
Dang, who keeps track of that?
You probably know how many people are flying.
I guess you have a manifest for each flight.
I don't think he's writing everybody's name down in a journal.
As they're loading the plane, he's got one of those clickers that a bouncer has at a bar, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't heard the brand new Chris Stapleton song, we will premiere it again at the top of next hour. And so it's called Either Way. His new album came out today called From a Room. And I stayed up last night and waited for it to come out and then listened to it last night. It was late night anyway. We played Raging Idiots, played like an acoustic show for some clients, and then, you know, had to get a spray tan. You know.
Late just, night spray tan.
Oh, gee.
It's the only time I can schedule one, so I just come to like 10:30 last night. I got to be on like TV tomorrow night for iHeart Country Festival. So that happened. So I waited up and listened to it. It's really, really good. But he's putting out 2 records this year.
Mm-hmm. Another one in the fall.
And they will both sell like crazy. That's the thing. His Traveler is still a top 5 album every week. Still. He's putting out 2 more. I predict he'll have 1, 2, and 3 at some point. All 3 top 3 albums for a week. So Dolly Parton put out a book, right? And I don't know if you've read it yet.
No.
Okay. Dolly Parton, 71 years old, reveals she's always had an open mind about sexuality. She experimented at a young age in her hometown. She talked about how complicated her life was. And listen to this. I mean, it's crazy because Dolly like goes in. And it's like way after 8 o'clock. So this is where we can bring some of this stuff up. Let's talk about this first. She had 11 siblings, by the way.
Wow.
They grew up so poor that she considered the warmth of pee in the bed a pleasure during cold winters because they were so poor. And that was warm.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's something that you don't make up. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, poor people know when poor people are telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something you go, oh, I can make this up. That's
wow.
That right?
Mm-hmm.
Dolly said at the age of 21, a man grabbed her and offered her money to do it in Manhattan. So she pulled a gun on him on the streets in New York.
Dang.
Wow.
Whoa. And he ran away. She called making the 1982 film The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Burt Reynolds a nightmare. She said she's in an open marriage.
Right now?
But she said an affair almost killed herself and her dog Popeye. Oh, her dog Popeye saved her from pulling the trigger. Yeah. I read is open marriage.
Like, that's so crazy.
And then the rest of it I stumble over.
Wow.
Good for
Who
her.
Who knew that?
Not me. But here's my mom. What would Dolly do? That's my motto.
Yeah.
Back in the early 1980s, Dolly gained 50 pounds from binge eating. She was stricken with internal abdominal bleeding and received death threats that forced her to cancel a tour.
Wow.
So all this in the book.
That's crazy. Oh, man.
And don't forget, she also put in the book that those puppies are real.
Yeah. Oh, does she? By puppies, yes, he means her breasts.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Puppy.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Who knew the open marriage thing, huh?
That's
Let's
shocking.
Just go back to that for a second. Yeah. How about that? Like, it's not cheating. Cheating is if you're dishonest. If everybody's on the same page, that's just life. That's honest life. Working 9 to 5. How do you feel about that, Amy?
I love this movie.
No, the other thing. No.
Oh, the open? I mean, yeah, I guess if it's everybody knows about it. I don't know. I'm not into it, but if everybody knows about it.
What if Amy dropped on trying to ask? She goes, you know what?
I'm all about it.
I've been in it for the last 10 years.
That would be awesome.
Man. Well, y'all always tell me my husband's a pilot and he's got 5 families across America.
No, that's we don't tell you that for sure. We say it's a possibility, and that's also him, not you.
Right.
Yes. So, we still say that. Yeah. But he's gone for like months at a time. He could have a family in Tupelo, Mississippi, just chilling down there waiting for him, going, my husband's gone for 4 months at a time.
Oh, my goodness. That's so crazy.
I know.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Want to hear a funny clip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, what is this?
And usually I wouldn't do this, but sometimes the clip is so good that it doesn't matter if you're eating breakfast or not.
Oh, great.
So a wedding officiant is doing the, hey, do you take this? And right in the middle of it vomits.
Oh, no.
And I normally wouldn't do this, but you just have to hear this, okay? So the beautiful vows. Everyone's dressed. I'm talking about pristine. Boing! Kind of wedding. Here you go.
I promise to be your biggest advocate and your best friend. I commit to sharing with you in seasons of abundance.
Oh!
And in seasons of scarcity.
What? She kept going. She just kept on talking. What?
Wait, so who threw off the groom?
The officiant. The one who's there saying it, they have to repeat it back?
Yeah. And she
again,
just...
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that it had to
no.
be. I had to play it. I talked with Ray during the break. I was like, dude, what's the call? Because I want to play it.
That is so
Was
gross.
It worth it, though? That's the question.
Yes.
Worth what?
Yeah.
Worth playing on the air.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's totally fine. But
it's pretty gross,
just,
though.
She just flowed on with her vows. Like, that's what's amazing to me. She didn't, like, stop and be like,
Take a lip licking, kept on ticking.
The show must go on.
How about this guy who's like, can you please stop touching my baby? This dad puts up a video, and he's like, strangers, stop touching my baby. Like, it's not your baby. Because people are like, look at the little baby. Let me touch your baby. Listen to this guy right here.
I'm asking society, could you stop touching my baby? Admittingly, my child is adorable. Like, if you wouldn't touch a stranger, why do you feel like you should touch a child?
That's a good point. I don't walk around going, hey, lunchbox, let me do you a little facey wazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please don't do that. But people do think, just because they see a baby, oh, let me touch you. Or like when a woman's pregnant, people want to touch their belly. And I just don't understand why you think you can do that. It's gross. Sure.
Okay.
And why are you that offended?
Yeah,
is something happening in your life? Where
he's this passionate about it.
Well, I just find it awkward. I find it weird that everybody thinks they have the right to touch the baby or the belly.
Well, they don't. They don't.
Ugh.
What happens first? Lunchbox's wife is pregnant or Amy gets her kids?
Okay.
Go.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Lunchbox's wife.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Yeah. Amy's kids are going to be in the next 2 months. I go pregnant, too.
Yep.
I definitely think Lunchbox's wife is going to be pregnant soon, but I'll get my kids first before we know about it. She might be pregnant, but we may not know.
Right. She could be pregnant right now. We have no idea.
Yeah.
All right. You want my vote?
Yeah.
I'll say pregnant before Amy gets her kids.
Oh!
Dang.
That's in less than 2 months.
Wait.
Well, I mean.
Wait, what are you saying?
So is your wife pregnant?
No, my wife's not pregnant.
How
but
do
I,
you know?
I'm. Well, because I live with her.
Okay, but...
Wow. Man, so many babies, like, popping around this place.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's got, like, 11 of them.
No, we're done.
Eddie has 2.
We have 2.
It feels like
two.
11. If I FaceTime, it feels like there's 11 kids running around that house.
Yeah, they're loud.
And they break stuff, and they
Is
throw
it
stuff.
Is it really like that?
It's like that. It's insane.
Oh, no. My kids are going to be really well-behaved.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh my God. They're used to having, like, I don't know, 70 friends hanging out with them every day because they live in an orphanage with all those other kids. I know. I feel like they're going to come to our house and be like,
crickets.
What do we do? Where's everybody? Where are my friends?
And the school went good. Like, when you went to the school, like,
yeah.
Are they going to be in a special class?
No, they'll be in their grade. In fact, the school was encouraging, like, even with the language stuff, like, hey, let's just go ahead and throw them in the grade they belong in, and I'm sure they'll do great. and we'll just make sure. I mean, obviously, we're going to have to work on their English, but it's going to be fine.
So, Amy's adopting. They'll be here in the next 2 months. It should be. And so, Amy has been trying to be pregnant forever. That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to adopt domestically, and they kept moving, so that kept getting sidetracked. Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti and went to do a woman's camp, like a woman's class to help
conference
the women there.
Conference thing,
yeah. Yeah, and so these two kids she met while she was at the orphanage, and she was like, man, like I want to adopt these kids. And also, you know, the older kids, it's harder for them to be adopted. And so you were like, this is awesome.
There's a need for that, for sure. And my husband and I thought long and hard about it. Like, do we really need a newborn baby? And we were like, no, we don't. We'll go ahead and help out these older kids.
So in the next 2 months, they should be here. And do we know what grade they're going to be in yet? Or does that test happen whenever they get here?
Oh, so I thought there was going to be a test or something like that. And obviously, I think any new incoming student, they sort of evaluate just to make sure they know where to place them. But I know my kids are smart. I've witnessed it. They've been in school. They're tutoring. Like, the school gave me a lot of confidence that they're going to slide right into the grades they belong in, and they'll make sure they get the attention they need.
They'll catch them up?
Yeah, and kids are like sponges. I know that that's a common saying,
it's
but
true,
the school
though.
Really made me feel comfortable with that. Like, once they get here and they're immersed in it, like, they'll do great.
What was your husband's first question? Because you guys think differently. He's very analytical.
Yes.
And you're just like, throw Dookie against the wall.
Yeah. His first question was related to that, kind of a concern of if they do need special attention. Like many of the other kids there, they said they break them up into different groups for like certain reading classes and levels. And he just wanted to make sure they wouldn't be singled out like, oh, hey,
oh, that's right.
The two Haitian kids, like, y'all go to this class over here because you are not great at English. Like, he wanted to make sure they handle it in a manner that it just seems like you're breaking into random groups and everybody goes and does their thing. And
do they have a recess?
Yeah.
For both? Because you have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I went outside and saw all the kids playing. They said the kids do that every single day. We went and visited the art room. Art class looks so cool. I can't wait for them to bring home like a painting or something. And I don't know. I'm excited. Music. Oh, we went to the music room. All kinds of stuff. I think it's going to be exciting, you know, being a mom.
What's the one thing you're most excited about being a mom? One thing.
Okay, well, I'll just have to go what came into my head instantly. And it's me, like us as a family, like piling on the couch, like on a Friday night with a movie and cuddling on the couch and eating dinner and watching a movie.
Okay, I'll ask you rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Okay. Are your kids going to eat healthy?
Yes.
What's their bedtime going to be?
I don't know.
Are you pregnant?
No.
So close.
We'll see about that. We'll see
what
about that.
What is their bedtime going
to
be?
I don't know. I didn't care about that stuff. I just wanted to see what you'd say to that question. Tomorrow, our iHeart Country Festival. I hope you listen to it live on radio. I hope you watch it live. You can go to bobbybones.com and be able to find the stream over there. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, today I have rehearsals as far as like I'm hosting it, so I have to go do all the stage rehearsals, and then tomorrow we have our bands playing it, and so it's busy. We were up late last night too. Like, I'm just kind of ready to get this show on the road.
It's a really lot, awesome
it's
though.
A lot of built yeah it's, yeah it's gonna be awesome. We did a script write for like 2 hours yesterday. Like,
yeah.
It's, yeah.
How was that?
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to be awesome for you guys. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
So I hope everybody
you.
Watches it, and I hope you listen to it wherever you are, and then it's going to be made into a TV show, and so we'll let you know more about that whenever it happens. So, again, you can follow me on Twitter, too, Mr. Bobby Bones. I saw on your Twitter, Eddie, that your 3-year-old asked if Incredible Hulk was good or bad.
Yeah, we were FaceTiming, and he's a fan of superheroes, but I guess he didn't know if Hulk was a good or bad guy.
Is he not Incredible Hulk anymore?
I think he's just Hulk.
Huh. Okay.
Because he didn't say Incredible.
All right, so what did you say?
I had no idea. I said
he's a good guy. One of the Avengers.
I think I think he's a good guy, but when he's angry, he turns into Hulk. That's all I said.
Okay.
But I took it to Twitter, dude, and people are breaking this down like it's real life.
What does Twitter say?
They're saying the consensus says that he's just like all of us. When he gets angry, he just kind of turns into someone that he may not want to be.
Do you let your kids watch superhero movies?
He watches the cartoons, not any of the big movies, like Avengers, nothing like that yet. But all these comics, they all have cartoons. So he watches those, and he loves them. But I think he thinks that Hulk is a bad guy, and he likes that.
What about your 9-year-old? Does he get to watch superhero movies?
He doesn't like superhero movies. He likes the animations, the Despicables, the Zootopias, the Trolls.
Do they fight, like fist fight? Your 9-year-old and your 3-year-old?
The 3-year-old sucker punches the 9-year-old. That's like what the fight is.
Like, in about 5 years, who's going to win the actual fight?
The 3-year-old.
Because he likes to fight.
Yes, and the 9-year-old hates to fight. He just, like, just says, stop, and then goes to mom or dad and just, like, tells on him.
And the 3-year-old. So the 9-year-old's, like, artsy, and the 3-year-old's trouble.
The 9-year-old's peaceful. Yeah. He doesn't like fighting. The 3-year-old wants to fight, and he pokes him until he makes the 9-year-old pretty mad, and then...
How did you make two kids so different?
I think that my wife and I kind of, like, our families are polarizing, I guess. Like,
who's the fighting family? Hers?
No, that's probably my side.
But you're not a fighter.
I'm not a fighter. My mom's very peaceful. My dad's kind of an argumentative person.
Yeah.
And her family, they're just very, like... They think a lot.
Amy, just wait. Your kids are going to come, and you have no idea what their day-to-day personality is going to be.
I feel like I sort of do, but yeah, no, I don't. And I don't know their family history or anything. I guess we'll just see who. I feel like my daughter is like me, and my son is like my husband. I know.
Yeah.
From
I see
what
that.
I have observed.
We'll see.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's a question. Can you make change in a tip jar? Just generally. Yes or no? Amy?
Yeah.
Eddie?
No.
I've done it plenty of times.
You've done it, too.
Yeah, I've handed them a 10, so I need 7 back.
Oh.
No, you have to make change yourself.
You have
it's
take
a tip
it.
Jar. Amy did this.
Oh, my
it's
goodness,
not a, they have to make. You, have to, you go in after. It looks like you're stealing money is the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a really big tip jar with, like, lots of $1 bills, and I needed to make change to pay my sister a couple of dollars, so I stuck a 5 in there and grabbed 5 ones out.
Oh, you straight made change. You didn't even leave a tip?
No. But we had left a tip on the, like, the credit card. I was paying her back for something else, but
you
I needed
can't
one.
Do that.
Sup. So then I was like, this feels awkward and weird. So I dropped a 1 back in there, and I put the 5 in, took 4 ones out. So I still left a dollar. But really, I'd already tipped them. I wasn't doing anything. They were still had the same amount
Why
of money
not
in
just
the jar.
Go to the register and say, can I get change for a 5?
He said that to me. The guy said that to me.
Oh, so he said something about this.
He goes, what are you doing? I said, oh, I just need 5 ones. And he goes, I can get you change. And then he saw that I then left the dollar. He's like, okay, thanks. I was like,
what
okay.
What kind of place was this?
A coffee shop. Is it weird? I did not feel weird about it until he said, like, he gave me the weirdest. Even my sister commented about it later. She even sent me a text like 3 hours later. She's like, still kind of thinking about that, you and the tip jar. And I was like, was that weird?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Oh.
Would you make change in the offering plate?
Oh.
No, I'm asking the question.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how much I wanted to offer up. Like, say I needed to leave $20. No, that won't work. Say I wanted to leave $10, but I only had a 20. Could I grab a 10 and take it back?
No.
You put 20 in or you put...
Okay, the tip jar at the coffee shop is not the same thing as the offering plate.
I think you treat them the same.
But I left a dollar for
But you
no
weren't
reason.
Going to because you felt guilty. Like,
no.
You straight wanted to make change from the tip.
Yeah, and there was
Why not take an extra dollar?
There was... No, I wouldn't do that. That would be stealing. This was me putting the same amount in that I was taking out.
Yeah, it's awkward.
And then...
They think you're stealing.
But then I left a little treat for no reason. No. Basically, I...
Well, paint a rug on your nose.
Yeah, they made money off me doing that.
We still vote no, that's unacceptable?
Absolutely.
I kind of
no.
vote no.
On yourself?
Yes. Okay. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. All right, that's it. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Chris Stapleton for coming by. You can go and listen to the podcast. Go search Bobby Bones Show on iHeartRadio or on iTunes and hit subscribe. Chris Stapleton was in. He performed on our show. I mean, it's awesome. The album's awesome. From A Room. So thank you to Chris Stapleton. Hope you guys have a great weekend. iHeart Country Festival is tomorrow night. And so hope you listen on the radio. Hope you watch the stream. You can go over to Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter or BobbyBones.com and see all that. Other than that, we're all together already.
Yeah.
Happy Cinco.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Or as I call it, Cinco de Drinko. No, I don't call it
you
that.
You don't call
no,
it
I
don't.
Thank you. We'll see you Monday on the show. And I hope you have, an awesome weekend. We'll catch you on the other side. All right, bye, guys.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.